This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 has killed approximately 590,000 people around the world and more than 130,000 people in the United States, with more than 13.7 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.5 million of them in the U.S. Britain, the United States, and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world. A joint statement from Britain, the United States, and Canada blames group APT29, also known as Cozy Bear, which they said was almost certainly operating as part of Russian intelligence services. This is the same group that is widely suspected of hacking the Democratic Party ahead of the 2016 U.S. election. The release said that the group's attacks were continuing and using a variety of tools and techniques, including spear phishing and custom malware. Meanwhile, Canadian authorities said the attacks are hindering response efforts and risks to health organizations had increased. Britain and the United States said that in May, the networks of hackers were targeting national and international organizations responding to the pandemic, but such attacks have not previously been explicitly connected to the Russian state. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations, saying that they are not backed by proper evidence. The southern U.S. state of Florida has hit another ominous mark as the coronavirus continues surging across the United States. It reported 156 deaths Thursday. This is VOA News. Brian Kemp, the governor of the U.S. state of Georgia, is suing the major city of Atlanta to block the city from enforcing its mandate to wear a mask in public and other rules related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Kemp and Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr, in a state court suit filed late Thursday, argued that Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has overstepped her authority and must obey Kemp's orders under state law. The suit comes a day after Kemp clarified his executive orders to expressly block Atlanta and at least 14 other local governments from requiring people to wear face coverings. Kemp's order was met with defiance Thursday by Bottoms and other mayors, who said they would continue enforcing their mandate and prepared to go to court. The number of laid-off workers seeking jobless aid last week was 1.3 million for the 17th straight week. Unemployment claims were over 1 million. Mark Hamrick with BankRank.com puts that in perspective by saying a year ago, claims were at 217,000. So when we get something that's 1.1 million new claims above a year ago, that tells you just how serious the situation with the job market really is. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the United States has become overly reliant on Chinese goods and services, including face masks, medical gowns, and other protective equipment designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Barr is cautioning American business leaders against promoting policies favorable to Beijing. Barr asserted that China has not only dominated the market on protective gear, exposing American dependence on Beijing, but he also says that China hoarded supplies and blocked producers from exporting them to the countries in need. He accused hackers linked to Chinese government of targeting American universities and businesses to steal research related to vaccine development, leveling the allegation against Beijing hours after Western agencies made similar claims against Russia. The Republican National Committee is scaling down its convention next month in Jacksonville, Florida, as coronavirus cases peak.